Spillwords.com presents New Moon Rising, written by author B.A. Rose. Ada Thorburrows.
Jonah Burke always felt like he was different.
Even in his own family, he didn't fit in. They were all blonde with blue eyes and he was brunette with dark eyes. People often asked if he was adopted. Even with them, he felt out of place.
His siblings were older and used to tease him, calling him the oddball.
Now they were making their way in the world. He was in his first year of college and floundering. Fortunately, he had two good friends, Rafe and Brent. He met them in junior high after a bully was picking on him in the hallway.
They had come over, bringing the guy outside, and gave him a beating.
Both ended up with suspension for a week, but they never blamed him. Jonah still wondered why they were his friends. Both were way better looking and more popular. He was the misfit.
Still, they treated him with respect and never even called him a nerd when he was found in the library reading his usual sci-fi or fantasy books.
He thought he might even become a writer. He was walking to his next class when he felt a punch on his arm. Turning, he saw Brent grinning. Already popular, he was also on the football team.
"Hey Joe, what's up?
Going to the party this weekend?
Going to be full of gorgeous women."
Jonah grinned at him.
He was the Casanova of their trio and no female could resist him, even the female professors. He had a way of making every woman feel special.
"Nah, I have two papers due, so I'll be in the library." Brent stopped in front of him and put his huge hands on his shoulders.
"Are you serious? You can't miss this party.
Not only is it going to be filled with females, but there's going to be a full moon this weekend.
That means wild times ahead. Dude, you need to chill once in a while. This is college, man. Not high school."
Just as he was about to answer, Rafe walked up to them.
"What's this I hear about you not going to the party this weekend?" Jonah wondered how he had heard that when he wasn't even there.
Brent turned. "Yeah, he thinks he's going to do homework."
"Nope, he's coming with us."
Jonah looked at both of them and saw something pass between them, as if they were communicating in some strange way. Whatever it was, he wasn't included.
Rolling his eyes, he shrugged his shoulders.
All right, I'll go. But only for a few hours. I need to get those papers done."
"Geez, you're both pushy."
Rafe laughed and for a moment Jonah swore his eyes glowed yellow. Clapping him on the shoulder, he grinned.
"Good. Meet us in front of the dorm building and we'll go together.
Wear some loose clothes."
Brent saw one of the college cheerleaders smiling at him and he waved back.
"Talk to you later. I see my next adventure."
Rafe chuckled and shook his head.
"What a horn dog. Come on, we're going to be late for class."
Jonah nodded and they walked down the hall. That weekend, the whole dorm building was abuzz with excitement.
Jonah wasn't. He felt cagey, like he needed to run or something. Not an athlete like his siblings, he did like to run and was fast.
Now he was pacing and starting to feel hot.
Maybe he was catching a cold. He opened the window to get some fresh air and looked up to see the moon, big and silver. Something inside of him was calling to it. He felt his heart beating fast and heard a voice in his head telling him to run.
He walked into the bathroom to wash his face with cold water and looked up to see his eyes turning yellow and glowing.
Where his teeth were, there now were fangs and hair was growing everywhere.
One minute he was standing, the next he was on the floor screaming in pain as his body felt like it was breaking into pieces.
He didn't know what was happening and screamed out, but instead of a human voice, it was one of an animal. The pain went on forever as he heard bones cracking and pulling. He was sure he was dying, but then it stopped. Lying there, he was afraid to move until he heard a familiar voice.
"Well, that was fast. My first time took hours."
Looking up, he saw Brent grinning, his eyes glowing.
Jonah tried to speak, but it came out as a growl.
Brent laughed. "Dude, it's a good thing I know what you're trying to say. Let's get you upright and I'll explain everything." He moved slowly towards Jonah as if afraid and lowered his eyes as he helped him up. Once he was standing,
He turned and what he saw had him howl in shock. Instead of his human face, what stared back at him was a wolf. A huge black wolf with yellow eyes and sharp teeth. He looked at Brent through the mirror and saw Rafe run in.
Sorry, I'm late.
Got hung up with the parents.
Wow, you're huge, Jonah.
Awesome, man. He lowered his eyes too when Jonah turned to look at them.
He tried to speak, but it came out as howls.
Brent and Rafe answered in understanding.
What the hell was going on? Slowly they moved so he could walk into the other room and followed.
As he stood there, they sat down slowly and began to explain.
Rafe went first.
You were adopted at a very young age because your parents were being hunted and they wanted to keep you safe. Brent's and my parents were best friends with yours and we were raised to find you and guard over you.
We're werewolves too, but we always knew.
Placing you in a human household was the best bet to keep you safe as you're to take over as Alpha someday.
Brent started to speak, but Rafe silenced him.
Let me finish. Your dad was a very strong Alpha and the pack worshipped him.
Sadly, someone betrayed his trust and murdered both him and your mom.
Sorry, man. I know this is harsh and hard to believe.
When we met you years ago, we knew. That jerk Adam was about to pulverize you, not knowing that any moment you could have turned.
We couldn't allow that to happen, or we would have been exposed and you would have been in danger.
Jonah tried to absorb it all. One day he was just plain old misfit Jonah, and now a werewolf who was to be Alpha of a wolf clan one day.
Did his adoptive family know what he was?
Did they also want to protect him?
Brent finally spoke.
Yes, your adoptive family knows.
Some humans are allies to us, so they were trusted to raise you.
Before you ask, we can hear your thoughts unless you turn it off.
That's how it is in a pack.
We're all connected, so when you take over, every other pack brother will be able to speak with their minds either as humans or wolves.
He grinned. Rafe and I will be your top dogs, sorry for the pun.
He laughed and Rafe gave him a look.
Jonah didn't know what to think.
It was a huge shock learning all of this at the age of 18. He wanted to hear more, but the wolf in him wanted to run.
Now,
Brent and Rafe stood up and started removing their clothes.
Did you think we were going to leave you go by yourself?
Hell, no, man.
Come on, let's go on your first run. Somehow, they were able to get out of the building without being seen, and the minute Jonah felt the moon on his body, he ran at the speed of light howling.
He had never felt so free and comfortable.
As Brent and Rafe followed howling with him, they tore into the woods not far from the college.
Jonah saw everything for the first time through his wolf's eyes.
It was so much more vivid. Even the sounds were more alive. He saw animals hiding and knew that they were afraid of him. On he ran and heard his wolf howling in happiness. Finally, he came to a clearing where there was a pond.
How far had he gone?
Turning, he saw Rafe and Brent catch up. Rafe was a gray wolf and Brent was red. Both were massive, but he was larger. They both moved slowly with their heads bent.
Jonah asked them in his mind, "Why won't you look at me?"
Brent chuckled.
"Dude, you're the Alpha, our leader, and we never look you in the eye as a form of respect.
You have a lot to learn." Jonah nodded and sat on his haunches.
"I'm not Alpha yet. Look at me."
Both Rafe and Brent looked up and Jonah grinned, though he was sure it didn't look right on a wolf.
"So that's why you always walk slightly behind me and rarely look at me directly."
"Because I'm an Alpha."
Rafe held low.
"Yes, we're your first and second in command, but we still have to respect you.
When you find your way with our help and the rest of the pack, you'll be one fearsome wolf.
Nobody will want to piss you off."
They sat there quietly as he thought it through.
Jonah couldn't believe what he was hearing.
A nerdy bookworm was a massive and fearsome Alpha wolf. He shook his head and looked at them directly.
"All my life I felt like I didn't belong, only I wasn't sure why.
Now I finally know. Will it always hurt when I shift into this form? Will my human form ever bulk up and match my wolf form?
Where do I go now?
Do I come to the pack or stay with my adoptive parents?"
Can I see my real parents' grave?
Are there pictures of them? Do I have siblings?
Brent howled.
I'm sorry.
It's too many questions, Alpha. I promise we'll answer everything.
No, it won't hurt the next time you shift. Yes, you will bulk up because now you opened up the connection with your wolf. You'll go to college and get a degree.
Your adoptive parents will be told now what's happened.
You can choose to stay with them until you're ready or live with the pack, which you'll meet very soon. Rafe, you take over the other questions.
My head is starting to hurt.
Rafe howled at Brent and swiped him on the head, making him whine and turn away. Fine, geez, Brent.
He's been a wolf for what, 5 minutes?
He turned to Jonah, keeping his eyes lowered. You're an only child.
We'll bring you to your parents' graves when we can, and I'm sure our parents have a ton of pictures.
Just know you're going to be the leader of a very large pack.
It prides itself on how it conducts things in a civilized way, unless otherwise.
All that reading and nerdiness, as you say, will come in handy. As he took this all in, Jonah felt a peace come over him. It was the first time in 18 years that he felt he was finally home.
He looked at the two wolves who would have his back in his human form and this new one. Then he stared up at the moon and howled, letting himself feel the wolf inside. A few hours later, they were back in the dorm room, showered and dressed to go to the party. Jonah already felt very different, but in a good way, and for the first time, he smiled at his reflection in the mirror.
When he walked out, Rafe and Brent were waiting. Looking good, Alpha.
Ready to party?
Jonah grinned at Brent and chuckled. Just Jonah for tonight, guys, and yes, I am. Let's go have some fun.
After, we can go for another run and you can tell me more about my heritage.
Rafe laughed and gave a howl, making them chuckle as they walked out of the room.
Jonah knew his life was forever changed from this moment on, and he was all right with it.
Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. Email address.
We don't spam.
Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, author B.A. Rosehigh. I write paranormal romance and short stories. I have published multiple books and have written short stories for New Authors Journal. A love of reading and a vivid imagination led me to know I had to write.
The stories in my head needed a home, so here I am, bringing my characters to life.
My books are The Ghost Convention, The Ghost Guest, The Ghost Honeymoon, and the Silver Crescent Wolves series.
I am in New Author Journal, Winter, 2022, Spring, 2023, Summer, 2023, and soon to be Fall, 2023 issue. Latest posts by author B.A. Rose, see all, New Moon Rising, August 9, 2024, My Fiancé is a Werewolf, April 7, 2024, Wishes for Kisses, December 16, 2023.